4 GZK, signing on mobile.
Zen0TR, mobile, the name of your tunnel. Coming on with the suffix of TBK, this is Zen0TR. I thought you was signing on. Zen0TR, mobile.
Go Echo Yankee for a foot.
Whoa, I doubled. Was that you, Gary?
Okay.
Morning, sir. Guten Morgen. At 10:41 and 68 degrees, and all of these beautiful trees in bloom this morning. We need some sunshine, Gary.
Had a nice ride. I'm in the truck at the moment, through Dacusville, the blooms were out, and yeah, it would have been nice if the sun had been out and kind of made them pop a little bit, but we'll take what we can get. It's not raining.
That would be it. Actually, the major rain's not coming to about Tuesday. They said we could get some sprinkles today. Well, I'm just headed down to pick up a maintenance kit for the lawnmower, change the oil, the filter, yada, yada, and spark plug. You get it in the kit down at John Deere. I know it's high, but it's nice to have a John Deere dealer there, too, and support them, so that's my major thing, rather than just going out and buying each part individually at an auto parts store. And quite a little bit of traffic out here. Bernice is going to plant something, I think tomato seeds or something, in eggshells. You ever hear of that?
W2T monitoring.
And they acknowledge that, no, Tom, I've never heard of that. Kind of really teeny tiny plants, huh?
I think it's just seeds. She ordered some celebrities and got the seeds. Boy, them suckers are high this year, and they were hard to find. I believe that's the brand that she got. She's particular about what tomatoes she likes. Oh, there goes a sidecar on a motorcycle. You don't see many of those. Well, good morning, Mr. Rusty.
I'll just say morning. I'm not going to say it's good. My back is killing me. I went to work at the carpenter's table, our food bank, this morning, and I twisted something pretty bad, and I've come home in pain, as they say. So anyway, but I thought I'd sit here, and I can at least sit here and sort QSL cards. That's what I've been doing for the last couple of days, trying to get all my QSL cards sorted down into order, into some kind of order, so I can pull cards for awards. And hello, Gary. Go ahead.
Well, I am at my destination. I thought it was going to be a quick one. But I want to wish you both a great Saturday. Enjoy the weekend. And I'll be back here in a little while. Sometime. So, 73 Tom, 73 Rusty. Whiskey for Echo, Echo Yankee Mobile. QRT and over to Tom.
Have a good day, Gary, and talk to you down the line. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Have a good day, Gary. We'll catch to you later, W2T. So, you planting tomato seeds now, Tom?
Well, it's not me. And, by the way, I'm sorry to hear. I think you said you hurt your ankle or your back. I don't know which one. My back's been hurting for weeks now, and oh, boy, it's the same routine, the old Geritol and that thing. And then I got a new one up there in the middle of my back where they broke my ribs when they did lung surgery. That's the one that's been concerning me, but I'm fighting it. You never lived till you had one of them TENS units, those shockers, and one of the leads come loose and fall down between your shirt and your back. Rusty, I'm telling you, that'll wake you right up. I bent over yesterday and one of those leads come loose and, oh no, I know what I done. I caught the wire on the vise as I walked by the work vise there, and it pulled that lead loose. So you got a little probe out there with high voltage on it in the middle of your back. You're trying to get the unit out of your pocket Oh, man, it should have been a Benny Hill movie.
This is my back, and of course, part over there where I work, I have to lift a lot of stuff around, and usually I can be careful with what I lift, and when I get some of the really heavy boxes that need to be moved, I grab some of the young folks that are over there, because we got a bunch of teenagers that come over there and work at the place as our runners. And I was moving boxes of vegetables around, and I moved one, and it was all right. I twinged a little bit, and that didn't bother me. But then I got back there and started putting stuff in bags and putting the bags up on the shelf for us to hand out. And I don't know what I did, but I sure aggravated it, because I've come home and I've got a pillow behind me in my chair here, and I've taken something for it. So I'll see what happens and all, but. It got to the point where I just couldn't stay there to work. I hated to leave like that, but they had enough volunteers, extra volunteers showing up, so it made it all right, and they had plenty of people. So anyway, just sorting QSL cards for the Century Club. I turned in my 75-meter WAS through the Century Club this week. And now I'm pulling the cards for the 40-meter WAS award. And I know I've got the cards. I just got to get them all in order so I can pull them out, you know?
Mac, thing from the ARRL. I don't fully understand it, but at any rate, there'll be another one coming because they charged me $37. And then when this one came, it said they only charged me $10, and they... Said some of these countries that I sent in the last time were already credited. Well, according to that matrix on the logbook of the world, they were not credited. And I don't understand that. But and then they credited me with two more mixed, which give me the 300. And then it come up and show 298. But yet, online, when you look at it, it says 300. So I got to where I just don't care. I was just bored, nothing to do, and sent in a few cards. I don't even remember how many cards there were, to be honest with you, Rusty. But according to what I read on their matrix, they were not credited. And I was kind of surprised at some of them, because I know I'd worked those countries, but... I suppose it's who you get up at the ARRL that checks them. I don't know. But my neighbor says the cure for pain is to drink more beer, Rusty.
There's another thing that's another outgrowth of drinking the more beer. You have another problem that comes along with that, too. I mean, you don't feel the pain, but the having to go really after a while gets tiring.
Yeah. I might drink one beer every 3 months and split it with the wife. And it just goes right through me. But so does coffee, because I take Lasix for my heart. And it activates things. But at any rate, it's tasty once in a while in a nice frosted mug. But it's got to be a light beer for us non-drinkers. But at any rate, I'm going to change the oil in the lawnmower and just some busy work this morning. I might have to go feed the chickens. And the new ones are growing like weeds. By the way, I looked at 2RZ the last few nights, and I haven't seen anything on there worth a hoot. How about you? This is N0TR.
I haven't either, and I've just been... monitoring, you know, I've been on other nets and on nets and things like that, and we've had a few people, PDX stations check in on our lake nets and everything. But I was on a 40 meter net earlier last night, and then after that I turned the radio off. Getting up at 5:45 in the morning doesn't make for late nights on the radio, you know.
Woke up at 6 this morning and put in some eye drops and went back to bed, and then, boy, this light changed fast. Gee, my name. And and then this guy just slammed on the brakes in front of me. I woke up at 6, and then again at 6:45 I woke up, and I forgot that I had this stupid pillow between my legs that you're supposed to help your back, and my normal routine for getting out of bed didn't work so well. I heard a friendly net or something the other night, and it was in the 80-meter band, 3919 or something. They seemed like a group of nice guys. I checked into it, but I'm not very reliable about checking in again. I haven't. But I need to get in the habit of that and talk a little bit on sideband.
You know, even though you're a CW guy, it wouldn't hurt you to stick around and talk on sideband sometimes. And, you might make a few more friends that way. I know you don't have very many right now.
Ugly. I can't help it. No, I like to talk on sideband. I just haven't, Rusty. There's no excuse for it. And usually, when we get done with our showers and that and go down in the basement at night to watch TV, I hate to be on something that disrupts what the wife's watching. She don't mind one way or the other. Make no mistake about that. She never gripes. And the TV is so crummy anymore. It's better to talk on the radio, I think, so... You're right. I'd ought to do more of that.
Well, I get on there, and like I said, I get on nets and things like that, and I need to get more. Of course, with the time change, I'll be able to get back into being more active on the South Carolina single sideband net, because then my nets won't start till 7:30 and quarter of 8, the early nets, so that way I won't have to, you know, miss some things, but... this is interesting. That doesn't even belong in that stack. Sorting QSL cards here, and when I look at it, I've got all the W's separated out from the N's and the K's and the A's, you know, the starting of the call sign. And I look up and I see one and it says N8W. Well, on top, it's laying on top of a W8W, and I got another W8W I was getting ready to lay on top, and I said, no, that don't work. So anyway, but yeah, and I don't get on as much as I used to and everything. I'm trying to get back into doing things, but I've gotten involved in so many different things here lately, you know. It sometimes you wonder if you have time to do things, and I got to learn to quit volunteering, you know.
That do take up some time. Well, Rusty, I'm at Carolina Lawn and Tractors and getting ready to pull in here. And I'll talk to you down the line. W2T0TR73 is Rusty.
All right, we'll catch you later. Behave yourself, W2T.
Hey, W, stationary mobile.
I just pulled in Carolina Lawn and Tractor. I got to get out and run and get a maintenance kit here. You headed up the field?
No, I'm sitting over here waiting at O'Neill's, waiting for my turn in my new old pickup truck, listening to you guys on my installed mobile radio. Anyway, go ahead, Tom. I'll probably catch you on your way out because there's quite a long line over here. W4DJW.
You're over at O'Neill's in the line? Oh, I see. Yeah, you're at the compactor. Bad day for that, Dave. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday's a good day. All right, catch you in a little bit in 0TR.
Just as I took them off, as I took a bite of cheese toast here. So, and I'm sitting here at the house. So, anyway, and good to hear you on the radio, my friend.
And I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't want to spit cheese toast all over the microphone either. I completely understand that. Sometimes I'm doing the same thing. I want to answer somebody, but I'm in the middle of something I can't, like soldering or something in a file onto a computer or something like that and can't do it. But and then by the time you can do it, they're already talking to somebody else. So the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, it's that way. And it's amazing. You go through the sort QSL cards, and then you find, you know, a duplicate of the same card. And it's always strange to what you see on the, how much different their cards are, when it's actually all the information on the bottom is a duplicate. It's just when you made the contact. And this is from back in 2006. And I still have no clue why this guy sent me two cards for the same contact. Oh, well, and yeah, and I know that business about being in the middle of something and trying to figure out how you're going to answer somebody's request or you know, provide some more information or whatever. And you're sitting there scratching your head and saying, how am I supposed to get all this information out? So, kind of been there, done that type of thing and everything. So, are you back to work now, or are you still on your using up your vacation time?
It was my first full week back after 2 weeks away, and I had a lot of catching up to do, so I didn't get much time to get on the radio at all, except for the nights that I had to call the net. I was able to do that, but that made for some long days. Tom was right. It sure is popular over here. I just came around the bend to see they are packed in there unloading, and two lanes of people waiting in line to get two lines worth of people. It was that way when I went to WCRC Airfield over there. That's near the old Greenville landfill, and it was that way when I went over there. I didn't know they had another separate entrance that they can go in. So I had to go wait in line for my turn to get through that line, and then I just go straight instead of going over to the landfill to go out to the airfield. But popular place over here this morning.
I have somebody pick up my trash and take it off and let them sit in line with their big trucks to unload at different places. And I'll out in the country like I am, you know, I do that, and it's worth it. And everything, they give me this big old thing, and I also don't have a truck to carry stuff around, take to a place to transport it to anyway.
Thing for my regular household stuff, but this is like, there was an old chest of drawers that wanted to get rid of, and Amy had a lamp that she couldn't give away on OfferUp, and there's something else. Oh, my old office chair that only lasted about 3 years, you know, using it full time. Nobody's going to want that thing, so. Those things you can't put in that little green bin for waste management. Those things you gotta figure out a way on your own. If you can't get somebody to come pay you to haul it off, which is when you price something to sell, I've done that before, got rid of refrigerators and televisions and stuff like that by pricing it really low, and they'll come pay you to haul it off for you. When it's not even good enough for that, you got to make changes. I thought you had a pickup truck. You don't have that pickup anymore? That Suburban?
Well, that wasn't a pickup truck. But no, I haven't had Suburban since 7-8 years now. I got rid of the Suburban when I got rid of my travel trailer. I didn't have any need for that big old unit like that. And also, I just, you know, somebody wanted to buy it. Somebody, and I traded it in and got me a smaller car, and now I'm going to go looking for a truck here this summer, and I've got my eye on a couple of places that, it's going to be a case of deciding whether I want to buy a new one or buy a used one, and I guess I'll just have to go from there, you know.
And I can I identify with you on wanting to get a smaller car rather than a big truck all the time. I used to, when I was growing up, after I got out of my C-28s and Trans Am stage, Mustang C-28, after I passed that stage and had a family, all I had was trucks, just trucks, one after another, Suburbans, big trucks. Never had a dually, wanted one, looked at several, never did get one. But then at some point I decided, you know, it's a lot of trouble. Everywhere you go, you got to find a big parking place. It drinks gas like it's going out of style. It's you can't just hop in it and buzz over here and buzz right back real quick. I wanted a car. And then I got a car, and I didn't have a truck for a long time. And then I had the longing for a truck, and my truck was broken. Nathan fixed my truck. I got my truck back. I really like my truck.
What one for? I haven't had. I used to have a pickup truck years ago, and I had a van, a regular, you know, boxy van for a while, too, as a second vehicle. And I had it because I carried stuff around and needed space in there. And I've reached a point where now I need to be able to haul things around when I'm doing, you know, getting blocks for yard work or getting lumber for work around the house. And, you know, this little HHR just doesn't make it. So I'm going to be looking, you know, looking for I'm going to look for one of those Nissan pickups trucks. They're a smaller version, and it's not the big, huge, chunky thing, and I don't need 4x4, so, you know, that also makes it a lot nicer.
John, I got a Toyota. I had a Toyota before the Toyota I got now, and it was a good truck until I was going down 25 toward Michelin, and I was passing a car that was in the left lane, and it was in the right lane. I was in the left lane, and I was in somebody's blind sight that wanted to pull out and go in front of the truck that was beside me that I was approaching, I was passing, and she didn't see me because that truck was between me and her. She pulled out, and I hit her in the trunk, spun her around in the road, and she landed in the median. She was okay. But it totaled my truck, and I hated that. So I did get the insurance company to build it despite it being totaled, and that was a mistake because that truck never was the same. It was a wobbly old truck after that. So one day on my way home from Michelin, I just stopped at the Toyota place, and I said, I want a new one of these. And that's the one I've got today. That was back in 1996. I still got that truck. And now it has 34,943 miles on it, and I love my little truck.
Yeah, Toyota doesn't really make a little truck anymore. All of theirs, even their smallest of the Toyota trucks, seems to be, you know, a bigger thing than what I want. I was looking the other day at Toyotas, and, you know. But, you know, it's nice to have a pickup truck sometimes when you're doing things and you need to, you know, get out and carry stuff around. So, anyway, that's what I'm going to look for. We'll see what happens. I'll just have to see what everything is and see where it all goes from there and what I can find and what I can afford, that type of thing. But anyway, so, yesterday was sure a beautiful day outside, you know?
I went out into the cat one time. There was a possum in the backyard. We went out and enjoyed it for just a little bit, about 2 minutes, but that was about it. Well, it's my turn. As soon as this guy backs his trailer in, I'll be back in mine in, so I'll be off the air for a little bit. But anyway, I'll let you get back to eating if your food isn't too cold. Anyway, good talking to you, Rusty. Take care. W2T, W4DJW. I'll be back in a little bit.
All right. I'll be here. The radio's on. It's sitting right here next to me at the table I'm sorting cards at. So talk to you later, Dave. W4DJW, W2T.
JW Mobile.
DR Mobile.
That you were looking for, W4DJW Mobile.
Did, by golly. I even got a spark plug for the little steel rototiller for Bernice. And, you buy a maintenance kit and it pretty well covers everything, Dave. The air filter, the gas filter, two spark plugs, and the Earl. So, I don't know. I just like to get it that way, and it kind of all-inclusive.
Right over there to that place you were talking about when I was headed to Lowe's. I went to the alternative place next to Staples and found what I was looking for over there. And within about an hour or two after talking to you, I had the hive mind back up and running again. So that was good. Better than I was kind of worried about what I would be able to find at Lowe's anyway. So I appreciate that little tip of the day.
This is N0TR Mobile. Well, glad to help you out, Dave. I always tell people, here's your tip of the day. Don't trust old men. NIR1. And no, that, on something like that, it's pretty generic. And like I said, if it's not industrial related where you need Thomas and Betta stuff or something like that, there's no need for it. And they have a plethora of items to choose from there.
Nice. I got the assortment bag and then one extra bag of one that I knew I was gonna need the most of, which is handy. Now you got all the assortment plus you didn't drain one side completely so that you don't have what you need next time you're looking for it. So that worked out great. Well, I'm setting up my CNC machine in my new airplane room. And I got it exercising this morning, but I don't have the CAD-CAM tool installed on the right computer, so that's what's next. That's what I'm going to go after next, getting the CAD-CAM software all loaded up on the computer that's in that airplane room. And then I'm going to go out to the field. Steve's got a brand new airplane. He's got to fly at 1 o'clock. Go out and do our best to make sure that it comes down in the same quantity of pieces that it went up in. Anyway, Tom, I'm back in the gym driveway. Good talking to you. N0TR, W4DJW.
Boy, that sounds interesting, the CNC machine, Dave. I'd like to hear more about that. That's really neat. And yeah, we hope Steve has success with that. I just seen the forecast there at John Deere and said the possibility of light rain later. But from what I gleaned on television, there's really not much chance of it until the most of it, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we can get up to a couple of inches. Have a good day, Dave. Say hi to Amy and 73. This is Daryl TR, and I'm just about to pass. I'm passing the horse ranch here by Silver Creek right now. Have a good day, Dave. This is Daryl TR, clear.
Boy, stop is pretty well opened up now, too. It was crowded when I came through there, but it's open now. Anyway, take care. N0TR, W4DJW, clear.